But I want to use an illustration tonight. You know, I got to go to the bottom of the front with me to Galatians. Galatians. Chapter 5. Start with verse 16. I'm going through 18. 5:16-18. Then I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And they are contrary to one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. I want to preach a message tonight, that the Lord be my helper. And I need some of the youth up here with me. All the youth can come. All the youth can come. I want to preach a message spiritual, tug of war. Y'all don't put too much power on this roof, man. Just give me some resistance. Because that's an old homemade roof. But I want to preach spiritual, tug of war. You know, each and every one of us as a child.
What am I doing?
You know, we got with the neighborhood kids. And we played tug of war. You know, we tried to take and get all the neighborhood kids together. And we have some on this side. And we have some on that side. And we want to see who's the strongest. But I'm telling you tonight, what I want to bring up to a point here is the Spirit wars against the flesh and the flesh against the Spirit. And he contrary one to another. I'm telling you tonight, so many times we go through things here. We fight against the war in our mind against the devil, and we in spiritual warfare. I'm telling you tonight, we don't fight against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and spiritual wicked in high places. You know, we in that spiritual tug of war tonight. We war against sin. We war against everything the enemy wants to bring against our mind. We war against it. But I'm telling you tonight, we can overcome. We can overcome it tonight. We have spiritual warfare. You know, we got a tug. You know, the Spirit wars against the flesh, and the flesh against the Spirit. And it's contrary one to another. I think that's the way it is. When you win the Spirit, and the flesh, they war. It's warring all the time. But I'm telling you tonight, we can overcome.
Right.
We can overcome it tonight.
Yes.
I just stay up here with me, youth. I'm telling you, we're going to preach just a little while the Lord will be our helper. Spiritual warfare.
Right.
You know, got a little note here. You know, it says the spiritual conflict within a believer involves the whole person. The struggle is whether they will surrender to the sinful nature or again submit to sin's control or whether they will yield to the Spirit's dominions and continue under Christ's dominion. The battlefield is within a Christian himself. And the conflicts must continue throughout our earthly lives. They are to continue until Christ comes. I'm telling you, we're going to war against this old flesh. But I thank be to God tonight, you don't have to yield over to him. We can yield these members over to righteousness tonight. The Bible tells me not to let sin therefore reign in your mortal body, for you can obey the lust thereof. I'm telling you tonight, we are in spiritual warfare. I'm telling you, we can overcome it. We can overcome if we just keep fighting. Keep fighting.
Yes, Lord.
I'm telling you, we can overcome it.
That's right.
Right.
Spiritual.
Right.
Tug of war.
Right.
You know, I can remember when I was a boy, getting up behind that rope, and we'd be pulling. We'd have a mud hole, and we try to pull the other components in the mud. But I'm telling you tonight, that's the same thing the devil wants to do. He wants to pull you in the mud. He wants to pull you back into the hole.
Yes.
We got to keep on keeping on. We got to keep on looking up. Spiritual warfare. It's a spiritual conflict. That's where it's at. You know what's going on in each and every one of the believers' lives, old and young alike. It's going on. You know, so many times, you know, our youngsters, they have peer pressure in school. They have things that come against them. It ain't only our young, it's people their jobs. They have stuff coming against them. And they're on this spiritual warfare. So should I yield over to this? Or should I listen to the voice of God? But I'm telling you tonight, it's a struggle. It's a struggle tonight. But I'm telling you, you can overcome. You can overcome by the precious blood of the Lamb tonight.
Right. Right.
You can overcome it. You can overcome it tonight. I'm telling you, I've seen soldiers that don't want to turn, that don't want to pull. You wrestling against your soul tonight. That's what it said. Spiritual warfare. Spiritual tug of war. Spiritual tug of war.
That's right.
Just bear with me just a little while.
Bless him, Lord.
I'm going to go on over here to Romans 8 a little bit. Y'all give yourself a little bit of break. But I'm telling you, you're in warfare tonight.
Right.
You're in a warfare. It says I'm over here in 8. There's therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do in that it was weak, through the flesh God sent in his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. And for sin condemned sin in the flesh. What does that tell you tonight? He condemned sin in the flesh. We don't have to yield to sin. We got one to look to tonight, Brother Donnie. We got a sinless Lamb of God. And he was at every point tempted as we are, but without sin. And I'm telling you tonight, that war is going to go on. It's going to go on till Jesus comes. But Lord, help me to keep pulling. Help me keep going on. I got my mind made up. I got my heart made up. My foot's on the rock. And I'm ready to go. I tell you, spiritual tug of war. It's that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, which walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh, do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnal minded is death, but to be spiritual minded is life and peace. Because the carnal man is enemy against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So these that are in the flesh cannot please God. If you're in the flesh tonight, you can't please him. You got to take and come on the God side. I'm telling you tonight, he's one that'll fight with you. He's one that'll go all the way tonight. I'm telling you tonight, he's yoked up with his people. I'm telling you tonight, I don't know which one of y'all's on the flesh side. I don't know which one's on the spirit side. But the spirit's going to overcome. It's going to overtake. It's going to overtake anybody that wants to come out of the world, that wants to live right, walk right, and speak right. I'm telling you tonight, we're in a spiritual tug of war. We war for our prized possession tonight. You know the old devil come at you. That war's against your soul. It says you don't have to live it like that. You don't have to walk like that. But I'm telling you, he's a liar. He's a father of all lies. When he's speaking of a lie, he's speaking of his own. He's a liar and a father thereof. I'm telling you tonight, you got to live clean. You got to live sanctified. You got to live holy. We don't know that spot, wrinkle, or blemish. Don't be scared to grab the rope. Don't be scared to tug. We're spiritual tug of war. I'm telling you, we war against everything that comes against us. We war against the things of the world. We war against other things. I'm telling you, we war against folks that wants to pull us through the mud hole. We war against them through the night. We're in spiritual warfare.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. You know, that's what it is. It's a tug of all time. You know, Brother Donnie, there's been times that the enemy want to war me over here. They want me to lure over here. That's something that looks good to the eye. I'm telling you, he wants to lure you off. He wants to bring it to you in remembrance. It's no more than it was when Eve, when she looked at the apple, or whatever it was, the forbidden fruit. When she looked at it, He made it look good to the eye. That's the same way he does tonight, saints of God. He'll make it look good to your eye.
Try.
And he wants you to take and go against it. But I'm telling you tonight, the flesh wars against the spirit. And the spirit against the flesh. I'm telling you tonight, we don't have to yield over to the works of the flesh. We don't have to yield over to it. We don't have to yield to it. We don't have to take place. You know, my Bible tells me tonight, draw nigh to God, and He'll draw nigh to you. Submit thyself therefore unto God, and resist the devil, and He'll flee from you. I'm telling you tonight, that's where it's at. We in that tug of war tonight, but we got to submit to God. You know, we got to submit to Him. That's the key ingredients, and submitting thyself to God.
Come on.
You know, that's why a lot of people, they get up here and they start warring. They start warring. And so many times they war. And I tell you, they won't want to get over to the spirit. And before you know it, you know the flesh has done overtook them. And they done fell out of church. I'm telling you, that's what the devil wants to do. He wants to take and stack care of life against you. He wants to take and stack those against you. I'm telling you, he'll put your own companions against you. He'll take and put the ones of your own household against you. But I'm telling you, that's the way it is in the last days. In the last days, I'm telling you, you wrestling for your soul tonight. Who am I preaching to? Who am I speaking to? We're in spiritual warfare. We're in a spiritual tug of war.
Bless you, Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
It's spiritual. You know, Romans chapter 6, you know, says that a man that's dead to sin, that take you their hand, he said, God forbid, how shall men that's dead to sin live any longer therein? That's what I'm talking about. It's that spiritual warfare. Where are you going to yield over to sin and the pleasures of sin? You know, I want to be like the ones of old, brother. I think it was, hold on a minute, it was Noah, I think. No, it was Moses. You know, he's trying to suffer affliction with a child of God and suffer pleasures of sin for a season. You know, I don't want no parts of sin. Sin's got a stake to it. I tell you tonight, if you got sin in your heart, it's time to get the stake out.
All right, come on. Amen.
It's time to get the stake out tonight.
All right, come on, brother, go ahead.
You know, the man that knoweth to do good and do it at night, it's sin to him.
All right.
I tell you, when sin's finished, it brings forth death.
Right.
I tell you, the man that sows in his flesh, it's going to bring forth death. He's going to reap corruption. But the man that sows to the spirit, and the spirit, he's going to reap life. He's going to reap life everlasting.
All right, go ahead.
That's what I want to do. I want to yield my members over to righteousness. I want to lift up holy hands, one without doubt or wrath. I want to lift up clean, holy hands, not defiled hands. I want to lift up holy hands and hands. Spiritual tug of war.
That's right. Come on.
There's so many times when I was first coming along, brother, I was in the that spiritual tug of war for my soul. I tell you, I smoked 2.5 packs of cigarettes a day, probably. You know, when I was in that spiritual tug of war, you know, the spirit was bidding me, you know, throw them away. In my own words, he said, throw away them unclean things. Don't touch the unclean things. I tell you, I was listening to the spirit, and I had a flesh on this side that smoked you on. You got a habit to get through. I tell you, we was warring. But one day, I said, Lord, he yours. And I gave them to him. And ever since, they've been under the soles of my feet. I'm telling you tonight, we can win. We can overcome tonight. We can overcome that warfare. You know, each and every one of us that's in here as Christians, the Lord fully equipped us. He fully equipped us for the battle. You know, if you look at a Roman soldier, he's fully equipped. From the top of his head to the soles of his feet, Brother Donnie, he's equipped. That's the same way it is for the Christian soldier. He's fully equipped. The only thing that ain't equipped, Brother Larry, is his back. And I tell you why his back ain't got no armor on it.
There's no retreat. There's no surrender. Let's keep going forward. Let's keep marching on. That's what it is in this spiritual warfare. This spiritual tug of war. We keep going forward.
You know, we're in a spiritual war. You know, that's what Timothy was. Paul said to Timothy, we're going to say the thing. You know, we're in a spiritual war. You know, we're called to be soldiers. We're called to be soldiers to God. You know, some of y'all in here that was in the United States Army or the Navy or whatever y'all was in, y'all was called. Y'all was called to defend the United States of America. Y'all was called to be good soldiers. But I'm telling you tonight, we're called to be good soldiers. We're good soldiers of Jesus Christ. And a man that takes it wants to prove himself a good soldier. He don't take and get entangled with the things of this world. He wants to please the one who called him to be a soldier. I'm telling you tonight, we're in that spiritual tug of war. And it's telling you tonight. It's telling you tonight. I'm telling you tonight. Some in here, the sound of my voice, see it. And the enemy is trying to overtake you. I'm telling you tonight. It's greater than he that's in you than he that's in this world tonight. Spiritual tug of war. Spiritual tug of war. Brother, I have, you know, all my Christian walk. I know it's all been a tug of war. Back and forth, back and forth. Who are you going to yield to? Are you going to yield to righteousness? Are you going to yield to sin? I tell you tonight, I want to be one that can yield my members over to righteousness tonight.
That's right, brother. Come on.
You know, we got so many. You know, we're in that spiritual tug of war. And just like tonight, Brother Hawes is bringing up a certain one that want to play an Elvis Presley, a Presidentator. I think that right there, he's in the flesh. He's not walking in the spirit. My Bible tells me not to set up no graven image. I'm telling you that's an idol. And I don't want no idol worship in my life or in my heart. I don't want it. That's spiritual. Spiritual tug of war. I'm telling you tonight, some of them tonight, they think they're right. And then I've been signed over to a reprobate slide. My mind to do the lineman down. I said, I want to come before God. Spiritual. Tug of war. It's spiritual tonight. It's tug of war. Tug of war. I'm telling you, we're wrestling tonight. We're in a race tonight. And that race, I want to win. We're in a war tonight. And that war, I want to win. I tell you, I want to win. I want to be like Apostle Paul. I fought a good fight. I kept the faith. What's laid unto me is a crown of righteousness. Not of me only, but all that loves up here tonight. I'm telling you, that's where it's at. We're in spiritual warfare. It's a spiritual game tonight. That's where it's at tonight. We're wrestling for our heart and our soul. We're wrestling for our soul tonight. You know that's what the enemy wants to do. He wants to trap you. He wants to get you trapped. He wants to make you clear you. Go over here to the left field. Or go to the right field. That's what he wants to do. Get your mind off the prize tonight. He wants to take your eyes on Jesus before you start to sing. Wow. It's a spiritual tug of war. You know I want to wrestle. I want to be like Jacob. I want to be one that can wrestle. Wrestle all night long at an altar of prayer. I tell you that's a way we can be playing tug of war tonight. It don't have to be a physical rope like that. But you can wrestle in the closet. Spiritual tug of war. It's a spiritual mindset. We war for our soul tonight. Spiritual. It's spiritual tonight. It's spiritual. But we're carnal. A lot of us carnal. Sold under sin. We're still under the dominion of sin. We ain't come out of the yoke of bondage. We're still tied up, trapped up with the enemy that wars against our soul.
We hadn't been loose. But I'm telling you tonight, it's no more than it was when Jesus called Lazarus. He said, come forth. And a man come forth bound with grave clothes. He said, loose him. Set him free. He can set you free tonight. I'm telling you, he can be the one that frees you tonight.
Right. Go ahead.
Spiritual. Amen. Tell the Lord. You know, every day we're tugging. Every day we're tugging. We're tugging. We're tugging against all of them that's in the flesh. Every day. Every day. We're tugging with them. The ones that sits in the flesh. I'm telling you, in my flesh dwells no good thing.
Oh,
I want
to
be one that can walk in the Spirit. I want to be one that can overcome in the Spirit.
Yes.
That's what it takes tonight. It takes the Spirit. It takes the Spirit tonight.
That's right. Brothers, come on. Red.
Spiritual. There's some in this church. We've been going through spiritual tug of war. And I tell you, it seems like we're getting weary. It seems like we're wearing out. It seems like we're about to faint. But I'm telling you tonight, you know, Isaiah 40 and 31 says, oh, the wait upon the Lord is going to renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as an eagle. They shall walk and not be weary. And it shall run and not faint. That's what it is. I'm telling you, we can be evil Christians. We can keep battling. We can keep battling.
God.
We can keep tugging the war.
Yes.
One of these days, we're going to win the war.
Right.
That's right.
We're going to win one day. We're going to win.
Right.
We got a prize to set before us.
That's right.
We got a prize. You know, that prize is heaven. I want to see the one that died for me, Brother Roy. I want to see the one that died for me.
Right.
You know, I want to cast that old crown down at Jesus' feet. Because he is worthy. You know, I want to please the one, Brother Larry, that called me to be the soldier. That called me. I want to please him tonight.
Amen.
Spiritual. Tug of war. It looks like I got a bunch of tired soldiers, but it's spiritual. It's spiritual tonight. We warred against the flesh.
Come on,
flesh
yes,
against
Lord.
The spirit. Right. You see how we are up here tonight? That's the way it is. When you start getting weary and the flesh starts overtaking you, you quit pulling. You keep pulling.
Lord Jesus.
You start getting out.
Bless the Lord.
You start getting out. I tell you, idols, mind, Satan, workshop tonight.
Right.
I'm telling you to be idle. I'm telling you it can overcome you. We got to keep tugging. We got to keep getting along with God. We got to please him tonight. I'm telling you we can win the war. I'm telling you tonight, the victory already won for a child of God. We just
yes,
got to
Lord.
Keep running the race. We got to keep on clipping on. That's where it's at tonight.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you looking at one, you know, I don't sing much, but our Lord gave me a song in the last few days. I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home, brother, it's right in sight. And I feel like traveling on.
Right.
I tell you tonight, that's where we got to get at. We got to come to a place where all the devils of hell can't shake us. They can't shake us. Because we found on the rock. We got our roots down deep. I want to have my roots dug down. I want to be planted deep. When the storms of life starts to come,
yeah.
I tell you, I want to be one that can stand. That's where I want to be.
Right.
Spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare. You know, it can be conflict right inside of your household, right in your family. There's no more I preached here the other day when we got walls standing. We got communication barriers. I'm telling you, we got that war right there in our own house.
Yes,
we keep tugging. Keep tugging.
Yes.
Flesh against the spirit. Spirit against the flesh. I'm telling you, there's going to be a breakthrough.
Yes,
you know, somebody's going to overcome. Either you're going to come like the way of the world, or the world's going to come like a Christian.
Right.
I'm telling you tonight, we can overcome. Keep on keeping on. I'm telling you tonight, the spirit
Lord
can win.
Jesus.
The spirit can overcome. There's no more than this. You see, y'all, a few
Lord
boys,
Jesus.
It looks like you in the flesh. But I'll tell you, one of these days, there's Spirit of God is going to get a hold of it, and he's going to start pulling.
Oh, Jesus.
Pull. I tell you, he's going to pull, and he's going to pull y'all home. It's spiritual. But a lot of souls are carnal, sold to sin tonight.
Right.
Sold to sin.
Bless the Lord.
It's spiritual warfare.
Right.
It's not only in one house, it's in all houses.
Right.
Come on, brother, go ahead. It's in all houses tonight, brother.
Right.
Some of us is war, playing that spiritual tug of war more than others. Some of us is telling against children as alcoholics, as out on drugs, and first one thing or another. But nobody casting a stone down. All sin is sin tonight. It don't matter what sin, it's still got to stink to the nostrils of God. I'm telling you, we're in that warfare tonight. We're in that spiritual tug of war. It's even for our children. There's one lost. There's one in the closet tonight. That's where it's going to be won.
That's right.
It can be lost tonight when you take your mind off God and put it on the left field. I put it on the right field. It'll be no more than it was when Peter got off the boat to go to Jesus. He began to sink.
Right.
I'm telling you tonight, when we start getting in the flesh, we got our eyes off of Jesus. We need to stay in the Spirit. We need to have them binders right between our eyes, but we won't have no side vision.
Right.
All we can do is look straight ahead. I want to take a look straight ahead tonight. Straight ahead for the prize.
Right.
Spiritual tug of war. I'm telling you tonight, if you hear tonight, and the Lord's tugging at your heart tonight, make it right. Make it right before you leave them double doors back there. Make your calling and elect sure tonight. I'm telling you tonight, my Bible tells me the Spirit of God don't always dwell among men. It's going to be a time when you want to get in, and you ain't going to be able to.
That's right.
Spiritual tug of war is spiritual. You know, so many people that starts living a Christian life, they throw in the towel. It's right here in the finish line tonight. It's right here where the Lord can come back. We're right at the end of the way. I'm telling you, there's so many. It's just giving over to the works of the flesh, letting it open sin. You looking at one tonight. I want to crucify the work of the flesh daily. I want to be like Paul. I die daily. I die to the old man daily. I'm telling you tonight, that old man wants to come back forth. But I got to crucify him out.
Right.
Jesus is nailed to the front of the cross. Nail this old big boy to the back of it. Lord, help me to live a sanctified holy life before you. Before you tonight. These altars are open. They're open tonight. Spiritual warfare.
I could do nothing.
Spiritual.